John Blake presents Won't You Love Me? Written by Tony Maguire and Ava Thomas, and read by Katie Sobey. Author's note from Tony Maguire. When Ava first contacted me, I immediately found her story of interest, mainly because it was different from all the others I have written. In nearly all of my previous books, I needed to begin with the person's early years. Ava's story, on the other hand, seemed different. I wrote back asking for a little more information, which she sent me by return, and as soon as I read it, I decided that this book is one I needed to write, and also would need to start with her adult experiences. Why alter the formula? Well, because there were so many decisions made in Ava's teens and twenties that showed me how her unhappy childhood had shaped her. Those in charge of her tried their best to brainwash her into adopting their prejudices, and eventually she rebelled against it. She really fought to become the person she wanted to be, drawing on her inner courage and determination. I arranged for the both of us to meet, and she arrived with her daughter, Jade. Apart from being a very pretty and friendly child, Jade exuded self-confidence. This self-assurance was exactly what Ava had wished for Jade's childhood. She also talked to me about her son, Justin, who was turning 13. He was staying with friends, so couldn't meet me too, but Ava told me that despite his early trauma, he was already a pretty confident and independent child, working hard at school and with a wide circle of friends. Ava's dream for her children was for them to choose good careers and become financially and emotionally independent. When the time came for them to enter relationships, she wanted them to make their choices wisely, unlike her experiences when she was in her teens. Over the months of writing her story, we have had extensive calls and countless messages as she told me her story and answered my questions. Over that time, I felt I really got to know Ava. I admired her determination and her attitudes. She said repeatedly to me that she did not want to be seen as a victim, but as a woman who, having put the past firmly behind her, was in charge of her life. A life she had worked so hard to make successful. I am so happy that she has overcome so much and found so much happiness for herself and her children. Tony Maguire, June 2022. Prologue. The picture behind my eyes, the one that will not leave me, is of a woman with a tiny baby tucked into a pink, blood-spattered carrier strapped to her heaving chest. She's standing in the middle of the road, her eyes wide with fright as she screams for help. Doors open, neighbours rush out, and she pleads with them to call the police.
"Call them now!"
she shrieks when, as though in shock, not one of them has made a move to summon help. Their horrified eyes are focused not on the woman's bruised and bleeding face, but on the blood spatters on the baby's carrier and clothes.
"He's going to kill me this time! Please, someone help me! Do something!" she wails.
A hand falls on her shoulder, and, looking up, she sees the head of their local GP.
"I've already called them," he says both to her and to the neighbours standing transfixed, watching the scene play out. "Come with me, Ava. My surgery isn't open yet, so there's only my wife inside. Your face is bleeding, and I want to have a quick look at your baby."
"It's my blood on her, Dr. Khan, but my son, he's still in there. Dave grabbed hold of him when I tried to get him to come with me," she gasps.
"The police will get him out for you,"
the doctor tells her as he takes her arm gently and walks her through the gaping throng. The woman can hear the murmurs of sympathetic comments coming from her neighbours, which tells her that they have no hesitation in believing her story, for they have heard the screams of pain and the aggressive shouting both in the daytime and at all hours of the night. And they have seen her bruised face and split lips, when, with no pride left inside her, she limped painfully to the shops to buy food for her family's meals. Click. The next picture comes into place. The woman, hearing the approaching sirens, is gazing out of the doctor's waiting room window when she sees two police cars pull up outside the house, which had once been her home. She can hear the sounds of them banging on the door, which remains firmly closed, though not for long, as the police shout through the letter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?